All right, folks, we'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Okay, let's get into something that we're not supposed to get into. I got a question for you. Have you voted yet? If you said yes, good. Proud of you, happy for you. Now you can take the pressure off. But if you have not voted yet, guys, I don't care who you're voting for. You have to exercise your right to vote. You have to exercise your right to vote. If you don't vote, you don't have a right to fuss or complain about what's going on. Now, we all have an opportunity to do so. I'm sure that all of us are registered. So Tuesday morning on the Whatever It Takes plan, I want each and every one of you to vote. I don't care who you're voting for. I don't care if you agree with me or not. I don't care. You still need to vote. Everybody, go vote. You hear me? I'm watching you. I got my eye on you. You got to go do it. Okay. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Guys, this is the best way to get your Ambit week off to a great start. And I say this to you, and I really mean it. You can come to this call every week. And you can expect to hear something that's going to make a difference in your business right now. And I guarantee you tonight is no exception. Guarantee it, okay? Now, we haven't heard yet, or at least I haven't heard yet, that Simulcast is open yet. But, guys, be prepared for that. I mean, you know, especially if you went to Ambition, you know that they're going to give you some kind of discount and maybe a 72-hour window to take advantage of that. So go ahead and send a few coins to the side so that you can be prepared to make that happen. Got you, Cynthia. But go ahead and set the money to the side so that when it's time to register, you don't procrastinate. Just go ahead and get it done. Because when they know how many people are going to be attending Simulcast, of course, it's going to be a virtual conference. But when they know the numbers, then they can do certain things at the corporate level. And you know you're going to get benefits from Ambit for being a registrant. You're going to get attendee-only bonuses and other things that are going to happen, and we're expecting some announcements, as usual, that are going to make a difference for us, all right? Now, absolutely my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. And I could go down the list of awards and accolades and everything else, but here's what I want to tell you about this guy. Number one, he has served his country. And if that was the only thing that I had to say about him, that's enough right there. Thompson Leadership Award winner, and probably one of the nicest, most straightforward, honest people I've ever met. Many of us have been in Ambit Energy for several years. He has been in Ambit Energy the longest. He and his wife were the first consultants to join our company. Please welcome to the call, national consultant, top income earner, Mr. Frank Smelly. Frank, welcome to the call, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Bear, and I appreciate the invite, and more importantly, I appreciate your friendship and the opportunity to get to speak with you tonight. And, you know, I think you nailed it right on there in the opening messages that this business building call is about helping people to be able to build their business. And I couldn't echo your sentiments anymore about Tuesday being such an important aspect of the freedom that we, you know, I served, and I was proud to serve in the United States Marine Corps. And I think that one of the great things is the liberty we have and the importance of voting. And I second what you say. It doesn't matter who you vote for, but bottom line is, you know, go out there and vote, be the change. Don't be complaining about something and not exercise your right to vote.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to do I don't know if you heard me do this, but I'm opening this up for a Q&A. And I've got a couple of questions that are coming in, but I'm going to give everybody another opportunity to send me questions. Again, the email address you want to send them to is BearGordonEC@gmail.com. One more time, Bear like the animal. It's my name, BearGordonEC@gmail.com. All right, not B-A-R-E, B-E-A-R, not D-A-N-D-O-N. Okay, and go ahead and send me your questions. I feel like I'm on like one of those TV shows. Okay, caller, you're next.
Yeah. Well, you know what though, okay. Man, you gotta think about something. You gotta think about something here. You are probably, maybe, you know, one of the handful of individuals that everybody in Ambit knows by one word. So That's pretty impressive. I mean, you got to think about that, you know. I mean, that's a powerful statement there. So I think it was nothing was more evidence that that time at Ambition when you came onto the stage and they said Bear and the place went wild. So I think you should be happy with that and proud of that.
And it was, you know, what's a lot of fun for me is when people find out my real name and they're shocked. They're like, "That's your name?" I'm like, "Yeah, my real name is Dwayne." Oh, you and this Bear. I thought Bear was a real name. Yeah, okay, got it. No problem. So thank you for that. All right, so here's where I would like to start, okay? For those who may not know, just very briefly, tell us how you got to be the first one. Like, how did you get to be that lucky?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, one of the great things that Jerry Thompson, our former CEO, used to say was there was windows of opportunity, right? And so for me, my window of opportunity was, you know, my background is telecommunications. I was the CEO of a nationwide telephone company, and I was in the process of doing a transaction with Jerry when he was exiting out of telecom. And so when he was exiting out, we had this conversation one day. I said, "Well, now that you're, you know, I'm buying the assets and you're kind of transitioning out, what are you going to be doing?" And he mentioned that he was going to be doing electricity. He was going to be going into the electricity aspect of it, but he wasn't really sure exactly how he was going to do it, but he was working on that. He saw the opportunity. He saw that window of opportunity opening over there in the energy space. And so he invited me when he said, "Listen, when I get closer, when we get a little bit more information, understand a little bit more how we're going to do this, I will give you an update and then invite you to take a look and see what we're going to do." And lo and behold, true to his word, you know, about 4 or 5 months later, he introduced me to Chris Chambliss and our former chief marketing officer. And I got the opportunity to sit down with Chris. Chris explained to me the whole concept of what they were going to do. And I want to reassure everybody that's on this call that if you've very first time seeing Ambit, kind of a little bit confused and glazed over, that was me. And, you know, I consider myself a fairly intelligent individual. And, you know, but he was going through all these different litany of different monies over here. Then you promote over here. Then you promote over here. And I can say this now. I mean, I've said it for years, but Chris was not really a good drawer. And so his artistry was not necessarily in describing it. But he was a fantastic stick figure drawer. I will give him that credit. I mean, but one thing he could draw, and this is what made sense to me, was quarters after quarters after quarters, which ended up equals dollars and after dollars, and then obviously we know the rest. And so, you know, when the time came, John Burke called me up, said systems a go, light her up. And so that was July 18th, 2006, and it has been a lot of fun, a lot of learning, a lot of exploration and trials and tribulations over the past 14 years, but I absolutely enjoy it. I absolutely get the opportunity to meet folks like you and all the other leaders that are in our business and the friendships that I've made. And so you'd be amazed at how fast 14 years can go by.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you talk about a lot of fun and a lot of memories. Let me ask you this one. You know, you've been in the business since the beginning and you've gone to all the different conferences. You've done everything in this business that there is to do. You actually opened a training center. Is there any particular memory that really stands out, like, "Wow, you had this particular experience because you were consulting with Ambit Energy that made a difference for your life or really stands out for you"?
Wow, there's so many. Geez, that's going to be tough. But, you know, I would say that one of the top memories that I had was when one of my business partners got his several of them got it, but when one of my business partners got their yellow jacket, that really, you know, because Chris had always told me that, you know, you're gonna be surprised, you know, people are gonna make money and, you know, you're gonna see lives change. And that kind of, you know, that's typical salesmanship talk, right? When you're first getting into something. And so I kind of like, yeah, whatever. You know, for me, it wasn't about necessarily an experience I had. It was the experience of being there when that individual and when individuals ended up getting their yellow jacket. That to me was really powerful because I realized that that this was something very serious. This was something that people could really change their lives with, you know. But I would say that was probably one of my top moments. I mean, there's, like I said, there's so many. I mean, I still reflect back on when Philip Eckhard and I were first, it was, I think, our second or third ambition. And Philip Eckhard and I were looking out of the stage at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Center, and we saw a packed dome. I mean, we were just blown away by, you know, how many people were in the auditorium, and we kind of looked at each other, chuckled. And so, I mean, I could name, you know, like I said, I got my probably top five, you know, that I could go through, but I've always thought, and this is maybe just my mindset and whatever, but I've always thought necessarily it's not about the experiences that I've had. It's about the experiences I've been a part of for other people and seeing other people having success and seeing how this has changed their life. You know, I've been blessed. I've been fortunate enough. You know, I worked my butt off to start a business and to build a business. And so, you know, the good Lord has blessed me with the opportunity to earn some pretty good money. And then being a part of this, I think that's the best blessing, is being able to see other people achieve success and have some incredible moments in their life, and watching their kids grow up, and watching just the so many blessings that have come out of this opportunity, and that will continue, I hope, to come out of this opportunity for years to come, is really, you know, kind of the things that really excite me and motivate me.
Okay, that's good. And you certainly have been a part of other people's memories, including my own, for a period of time. Most of you on the call probably don't know this, but Frank actually took on the challenge of mentoring me for a while. It made a tremendous difference. As a matter of fact, some of the things that we implemented, I still do today. Made a really big difference. Okay, let me get into some of the questions that we have here. Cynthia says, hey, I would like to ask Frank, if and when there was a time, and by the way, these are not necessarily in any particular order. Okay, let me just kind of, you know, they're just questions. If there was ever a time you wanted to quit Ambit, how did you get yourself turned around and reignited in the business? What did you do?
Wow, Cynthia, that is a great question. And you know, there have been times. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I think what happens is if people say that they've never had that thought, I think they're lying. I think they're lying to themselves first, but more importantly, they're lying to other folks, and that's unacceptable. You know, one of the things that I went through was I felt somebody had how do I say this? Somebody, I guess it was a miscommunication, but I just felt that I wasn't getting the truthful answer. And so that was one of the things that really pushed me to the edge to kind of say, you know what, I don't need this. I'm lucky enough and I don't want to do this. But then I realized, and what made a difference from my vantage point was I was being selfish. At least that's how I thought about it. I was being selfish because if I left, that meant that, you know, I wasn't going to be able to help people, and I wasn't going to be able to have this opportunity to help other people. And therefore I was being selfish in my own viewpoint. So what I decided to do was, you know, and this is the beauty of this business, is I decided that, you know, as we always say, you're the CEO of your sales and marketing organization, and you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. We say that all the time. And what I realized from that was, as the CEO, I get to pick and choose who I want to work with, who I believe in, and who I want to, you know, kind of cozy up with and do business with. And so I made a specific choice that day, was that I wasn't going to let one individual, you know, take me out of this business or this opportunity. And I was going to align myself with people who had the same beliefs, the same integrity, the same understanding that I did, that we were in this business to kind of share this business, to help people to become successful, to help people to become the best version of themselves. And so therefore, instead of being selfish and just saying I quit, which I've never quit anything in my life, I said, you know what, I'm going to double down. I'm going to find the people that are like me. I'm going to work with them. And together, we're all going to be able to build, you know, a successful business, and we're going to be able to impact a lot of people.
Awesome. Now, this next question actually ties into what you're saying, but I'm going to go and ask it for James. And if there's anything you want to add to that, what kept you focused on your business when you had a lot of negative comments around you, a lot of negative people and things that could bring you down? What kept you focused?
Another great question. I mean, this is the importance, you know, this is why I talk about in the Power of Three, you know, the training program that myself and executive consultant Tracy Tidwell created and talk about. You know, one of the important aspects, people think that, you know, it's just so simple to do this business. And while it's a simple business, You know, it's never easy. And there's so many facets to our business that people don't understand. You know, and the most important aspect we talk about in the Power of Three, where we talk about, you know, the three pillars of the Power of Three are number one, system. Number two is structure. But number three, which is actually so important, is personal development. And so what has allowed me to do and stick around and get through those, you know, those bad days when I'm being tested is the fact of personal development and working on myself to become the best version of myself. And so I can fight that fire. I can put up that armor because I know and I realize with my daily affirmations, with my daily beliefs, with the understanding that this business, Tracy calls it, I love what Tracy says, this is her ministry. And so she feels that this is her ability to outreach to people and to be able to pull people up and help them. You know, I heard the statement that people aren't looking for a handout, they're looking for a hand up. And that's exactly what I believe that this is. And this is a business where we can help people by putting our hand out to help them up and grow with them. So for me, you know, it was making sure that I stick to my personal development, really focusing and understanding that that if I work on myself, all the rest won't be impactful to me, and it won't stop me. And then I look at my why. I look at my family. I look at my boys. I look at my wife. I look at, you know, the people that are important to me. And I'm not going to let something negative come into my life and affect what could potentially impact their life, because that's just not going to happen. And so I think that's the most important aspect of it, is kind of build up your immunity to that negativity where it doesn't affect you. And listen, I don't want anybody thinking it doesn't affect me. It does. I mean, there's plenty of times when you hear no, or, you know, you're in that, it's a scam or whatever nonsense people will say, you know, I would never do a direct sales business, you know, whatever it may be. But the fact remains is A, they're not paying my bills. And B, is I know it with all my heart how this has changed people's lives. And so based off of that history and based off of what it has done in the past, I believe that it's going to continue to do that as long as I do what I need to do. And so those are kind of the ways of how I insulate myself from that negativity. And again, you know, in the old cliche in people that are into, you know, data points is bad data in is bad data out. And so if you're constantly listening and believing in that negative and not putting in that positive, fresh information that's saying, hey, I can do this. Hey, and believe it in yourself, which I think is so important. You know, I call it the ABCs, but the bottom line is it does come down to your attitude. It does come down to your belief. And then it comes down to your commitment. I mean, if you can master those ABCs with a positive attitude, a belief in yourself, a belief in our business, and a commitment to succeed, you can shrug off that negativity and those folks that are all about, you know, it's not going to work or you're not going to do anything positive with it.
How long have you been attached to personal development? Like, at what point in your life did you really find that to be a cornerstone?
Ambit. And I've said this numerous times before. I mean, if you would have caught me when I was CEO of my company, I would have laughed at you. I would have told you personal development is hocus pocus. It's a bunch of nonsense. It's garbage. Don't waste my time with it. It's a small micro section of the readership in the world. You know, I would have just told you to get lost. And having the opportunity to sit down with John Maxwell, having the opportunity to sit down with Darren Hardy, and folks that are just so incredible. It really, I mean, John Maxwell opened up my eyes when I got certified as a John Maxwell, student training and the John Maxwell team. I mean, meeting the people that I've met through that was just mind boggling to me. I mean, they're just powerful individuals that were just so inspiring and so incredible. And that's what sold me was, you know what? I did have those negative beliefs, right? Even though in the Marine Corps, you know, they break you down, they build you back up. And listen, I truthfully believe I can do anything I set my mind to, and I think everybody can too. But I still sometimes allowed that kind of negativity to seep in. And when I started working with, you know, listening to John Maxwell, when I started listening to Zig Ziglar, when I started listening, you know, to Andy Andrews, and I started really, you know, focusing in on, No. Don't allow somebody else to control you, to control your future. That's when the personal development really hit me. And that's when I became, I guess for a better lack of wording, addicted to, you know, that self-improvement and making sure that I spread the gospel, if I could, you know, with people about how powerful that is. Because it truly is, you know, you got to have armor every day, right? There's so much negativity out there, and it doesn't matter the news. I mean, whatever. It's there's so much negativity out there, and you know, the thing for me is, you know, I believe that you have to be positive. You have to want to be able to help people, and I've learned that all through working through this business. I mean, that's why I can't say enough about how Ambit has changed me, not only, you know, from the availability of financial. I mean, that's obviously been great, but more importantly, from the spirituality, from learning about myself, from believing in myself, and then being able to empower others to believe in themselves. And that that all started with Ambit.
Awesome. So, you know, people listening to you right now thinking about personal development, and there are probably people on the line that are not active in personal development right now. Most of the time, that usually incorporates reading a book or getting into a seminar or what have you. What book would you recommend to somebody who wants to get started in personal development? Someone who's like not reading a book right now and says, okay, yeah, I need to start working on myself. What book would you recommend they start with?
I mean, I recommend this to everybody. The first book ever I think somebody should pick up is Darren Hardy's Compound Effect. I mean, that's the perfect starter for anybody, right? Because it starts you out from day one, basically. I mean, there's a ton of others, don't get me wrong, but I'm a huge fan of starting people out with the you know, Compound Effect, just because you start to think differently, you know, and then as you, again, the whole goal here of personal development is to become the best version of you, you know, and that's one of the things that I want to share with folks tonight is, you know, personal development is the key word in that is personal. I mean, it's about you. It's about how you become the best version of you. And one of the things that I've been working on and teaching people about is I think we have this mindset of, you know, like how we achieve things is through goals. And, you know, so everything is goal oriented, you know, like I hear people all the time telling me, oh, I got to become an EC and I got to become an NC. And I hear all these goals and I try and explain to them. I'm like, listen, I agree with you with respect to wanting to hit those goals, but they're really not goals in my view. They're checkpoints. The real truth is you want to have a growth plan. And when I say growth plan, is you want to become the best version of you. And how do you do that? How do you become the best leader? How do you become, you know, the best dad, the best mom? How do you do those things? And if you do those things, then whatever those checkpoints are, those check marks as you're going on your plan are going to happen. And people get fixated on like, I got to make $1 million, right? And so what do? They focus every effort into hitting that goal of making $1 million. But then I asked them, okay, well, what do you do after you make $1 million? Oh, well, I'm going to make $5 million. I said, well, why don't you think about it this way, that, hey, I'm going to become the best version of me. I'm going to do whatever I can in order to be the best version. And I'm going to make sure that I do whatever it is. So if let's say, for example, I'm a writer, right? And so I'm going to make sure that I write the best articles and I write the best books. And if I do what I'm supposed to do and I become the best version of me as a writer, I'm going to sell a lot of books. And then when I look back and realize, instead of thinking like, oh, I sold $1 million worth of books, I may, if I've done the books that people want to buy and read, I may end up selling $10, $20 million in books. Instead of kind of limiting yourself on that belief of I got to hit this goal, I like believing that there are check marks and checkpoints along the way and along the path versus, you know, this, I got to hit this goal. Because unfortunately, what people don't understand is they put so much emphasis into goals that they don't ever really believe and work on what needs to be done, you know, on themselves. And so therefore they hit the goal, but they really haven't improved. They haven't increased themselves. They haven't become a better leader, you know, and let's equate this to Ambit real quick. You can fail your way to senior consultant, right? Would you agree with that? I mean, you can fail your way to senior consultant, right?
Absolutely.
It's numbers, right? So you get your six, you get regional, you get your 18, you become a senior. But then all of a sudden there's this 180-degree shift. It's because now you've got to be a leader. Because you can't, unless you're gonna game the system and you're just gonna stack people in, you know, in perfect order just to get people to senior consultant. But the fact remains is you have to now kind of change and morph into this leader in order to show and share and help people to grow themselves. Now, if you focused on instead being the best leader that you can be and you work that path, people are going to want to be in business with you. people are going to see you, and it's going to be infectious as to who you are and how you are and how you carry yourself, and they're going to want to be around you, right? I mean, look at it this. Here's a perfect example, right? So let's just say, let's use Coach as an example, right? When Coach walks in a room, he takes over the room. Why is that? Because his presence and his ability to be in that room, people want to be around that. So why do you think people join his business? Because they want to be around him, right? You think about all the people that can walk into a room, yourself included, right? You know, you come in and, oh, Bear's here. Bear, hey, everybody wants to be around you. And so that to me is more important, is what people perceive and the perception and how you are viewed by your peers and by other people. That's how you become successful in this business, is because what happens is people want to be around you. They want to learn from you. They want to grow with you. And if you're working on yourself, growing the best that you can be, it can only help but spill off onto others, you know. And I always equate this, because I love, obviously, Tracy Tidwell. And, you know, whenever we go out, whenever I'm in a room with her, I'm telling you, she gets people to tell her their innermost feelings and everything. I'm like blown away. I'm like, oh my gosh, how the heck do you do that? She makes relationships in a matter of seconds because of just her aura and the way that she carries herself and the way that she talks to people. And that's, I think, what people are missing, you know. So don't fixate necessarily on the promotion. And even though, you know, I'm not saying don't say you don't want to get there, but focus on yourself, and the rewards and the return will be so much greater because, A, you're going to insulate yourself from negativity, and B, people are going to gravitate towards you and they're going to want to be around you. And, oh, by the way, you're going to be able to lead better, which is going to allow people to learn more from you and to be able to grow. And then all of a sudden you'll look up one day and you'll be like, wait a second, I'm an executive consultant now. Oh, and I'm getting close to the $1 million jacket. Why? Why? Because you've worked on yourself and have never stopped getting better at what you do and honed in your craft to become the best version of you. And that's infectious. People want to be around that. I mean, you think about, you know, like one of the great things I always say is Tien Bui. I mean, the guy is, he always has a smile on his face, right? And I mean, that is, you want to be around that. You want to laugh, you know, what he does for his team and what he talks to people. I mean, those are the things that you look at and you say, okay, I want to be associated with that. I want to learn a little bit more about that. And I want to understand how they're doing that. And I think that's what people need to realize is, you know, work on a growth plan, and that will help you and benefit you more than necessarily setting finite goals. You can have them as checkpoints, and that'll help you, you know, along the way to make sure that you're on that right path.
That's a great way to look at it. And I tell you what, that answer alone is a reason to listen to this call one more time. But let me, you said something that I just want to bring back to everyone, that you want to be, or you choose to become the best version of yourself. Mm-hmm. And that incorporates everything. I mean, if you had that as your mantra, that I will be the best version of me, you're going to see growth and development all over the place. And it's, that's going to make a really big difference. Thank you for that one. I'm going to hold on to that for sure. All right. We're going to shift in a different direction and talk about building the business a little bit. Okay. Because I got a couple, three questions about the actual mechanics. Here's one from Steven. He says, if I'm at my day job and I'm talking to a potential consultant or customer, what's the best approach if I don't have a whole lot of time? Like in his case, he's a delivery driver. He has limited time to converse with people, limited contact with people. So what's the best strategy to attract a consultant or a customer with a short amount of time?
You see, that's what I think is where people miss what we're supposed to be doing. To me, the way that I built my business, the way I teach people to build their business, is the first thing is it's not necessarily, you know, talking about what you do and building a relationship right off Jump Street with one immediate question. You know, one of the things that I believe in, and this is the most important aspect for what we teach and what we train on, is the first goal is to just be able to get an appointment with somebody. And so, you know, my focus is always about trying to get that first 5-10 minutes of their time and setting the appointment with that person. And now you can do it a multitude of different ways. I'm a big Columbo fan. And, you know, I'll give them a compliment. So, for example, if I was delivering, you know, something, I would give them a compliment maybe on their style or on something. and then say, you know, hey, by the way, I'm not sure, but are you open to earning, you know, do you keep your options open to earn additional income, you know, or however you want to phrase it, because everybody has their own unique phrasing and there's so many that you can go by. I personally love the opportunity of just saying, hey, by the way, you know, I'd love to be able to share. So I see you're very successful, and I'd love to be able to share something with you, you know, that I do. And if you have 5-10 minutes of your time, I'd love to get a time to be able to talk to you about it. I keep it as simple and as innocuous as possible. Some folks have a tendency to jibber jabber and go into all these long discussion points with people. Remember, your first goal is to get the appointment, to get the time. Because here's what happens. If somebody gives you that 5-10 minutes, that's when you then have the authority to share with them exactly what you're doing. You put them into the funnel, which is, okay, I made my invitation. Now I'm presenting the information. I'm presenting the information, and I should have somebody standing by to do my 3-way validation. That's the easiest way of doing this. But unfortunately, I think we confuse and conflate the two, where we have to try and build this instant rapport instead of, you know, having that opportunity of saying, hey, you know, as I was saying, by the way, you know, I'd love to share something with you, give a compliment. I mean, you can do some of the typical quick things if you have that. You know, I use the example all the time of when I was at Walmart and unfortunately one of the clerks was getting a little bit of sass from her manager, and he was kind of a very rude and obnoxious individual. And so I did something very simple when I was going up to pay my time. When it was my time, I apologized to her. I said, hey, you know what? I'm really sorry that you work for somebody like that. But you know what? I think I have something that you may be interested in. Obviously, I know your boss is not somebody that we should you can talk to long, so I don't want to get you in any more trouble. But I see your name. Here's my name and information, and I'd love to be able to share with you what I do, because nobody should have to work under those conditions. And so I got her number and she took my information. I walked out, and I literally was getting to my car. My phone rang. I didn't recognize the number. I picked up, and it was her. And she said, hey, listen, I just took my break, and I want to hear what you got, because I can't work here no more.
Awesome.
But I mean, that's one of the key things is people don't listen. They don't see an opportunity. So when you're out, let's say you're delivering, let's say Steve is delivering, and you see an opportunity, you know, with that person of maybe that they may be struggling. I don't know what he delivers or whatever, but maybe he sees something and saying, you know, hey, you know, I think I have something that may be able to help you, so that maybe you can buy this outright, or maybe you can do, you know, whatever the case may be. There's always ways of interjecting. You just have to listen and talk to that person to feel like what and observe what's going on. There's always a method of being able to talk to somebody about it. But again, with the focus of just getting 5 to 10 minutes of that time. And yes, I mean, I got to the car. She called me back, said, listen, meet me at McDonald's. I want to hear what you got to talk about. And I look forward to it. So again, I think it's just a matter of, you know, positioning yourself so that, you know, it's quick, it's easy, and it's not wordy where you're just constantly jibber-jabber and is your best avenue of approach.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jenny has a question that kind of follows along that line. So let me ask you this one. So you have somebody's number. You're able to contact them. How many contacts should you normally have with them, somebody you just met, before you do the invitation?
Well, it depends on how you contacted them. It depends on how you met them. If you're building a – so that's an open-ended question. So in other words, if you're trying to build a relationship and a rapport with them, you know, that's one thing. I mean, it depends on where you met them and what have you. Obviously, if you've used my methodology of I have something I want to share with you, then, you know, I'm immediately going into the presentation when I get them on the call. But if you're working more of because maybe it's a social environment that you met them or, again, depending upon where you meet them, you know, I want to first see and get to know somebody. So what I'll typically do is I'll have just a conversation and get to know what they're doing, what they do in life. You know, we've all heard about the form methodology of, you know, family, occupation, you know, recreation and the money. I mean, everybody's heard all those different, you know, little acronyms. But I would say, you know, the first thing is feel out and learn about them. And again, see, the way I view Ambit is a solution to someone's problem. If I can find what your problem is and I can show you how Ambit is a solution, you're going to be more committed, you're going to be more interested, and you're going to work the business with me. You know, versus too many people sell people into this business. They try and convince them to join this business. I'm a firm believer that if you convince somebody to do this business, you're going to convince them to call, make phone calls. You're going to convince them to show up at training. You're going to convince them. I don't have time for that. I don't think anybody that's on this call has time for that. And you don't want that. You want to make sure, and the way I can't stress this enough, you want to make sure that Ambit can be a solution to someone's why, someone's issue, and then you will have a business partner that will go through with you and start. Now, I'm not going to say that they're going to become a national consultant, but what I am saying is they may lead you to that next person, or they may lead you to somebody three levels down, or you know, somebody that just happens to come in down the road. And that's just as good. I mean, the bottom line is you don't know what someone's going to do until they start doing it. But if you have to convince them to do it, you're already starting behind, you know, you're starting with two strikes on you, just waiting for that next strike to happen.
Absolutely. But one of the things that I've always noticed and something that I've trained on is if you drag them into it, you got to drag them through it.
100%. 100%.
And it's just not worth it. It's not worth it. So Tracy wants you to elaborate on this. This will be great. Maybe our last question. So you do get a new business partner. You've done the invitation, and they've decided that they want to be a part of Ambit Energy. What do you do first with them?
So they signed up. They're signing up. I just want to make sure I clarify a little bit more on that.
You got a new business partner.
Right.
What do you do first?
Awesome question. First thing I do is set the field training appointment up. I mean, I'm going to give them a little bit of homework. In other words, I'm going to make sure that they get certified and, you know, but what people have a tendency to do, and anybody that's on this call, if you've been trained this way, I hope you're listening crystal clear. Power Zone is not your friend when you're brand new in this business. It has so much information that people get boggled and mind blown by going through Power Zone. I can't tell you how many times I've had people say to me, you know, oh my gosh, I spent 2 hours, 3 hours going through Power Zone, watching videos and Ambit University and all these different things. And I'm like, well, why did you do that? And they're like, oh, this is too much. I'm like, nobody told you to do that. Why did you do that? Well, because I just went in, I started clicking things and videos started playing. And, you know, so for me, you know, one of the things that I do when somebody brand new comes in this business is I make sure that within the next day we're meeting and we are sitting down for a field training, because my ultimate goal is to make sure that they get trained the right way with me there. You know, I'm a big fan and proponent of what basically is, you know, I do, we do, you do. And that concept, I mean, it's very simple. If you'll notice, everything I do is in increments of three. And that is just because it's proven scientifically that people learn better and produce more outcomes when in increments of three. So I'm a big believer in I do. In other words, we're going to sit down. I'm going to share with you, you know, this information, and then you're going to do it. And, you know, we're going to do it together, and then you're going to do it. But the first thing, first and foremost, you know, we created this booklet that we call the Ambit Action Plan. And it's a booklet that allows you to create duplication for that brand new first consultant coming in, or that new consultant coming in. And so here's a quick, and I know we're kind of running late, so I'll be quick on this, but let me give everybody a little tip. The reason why we created this booklet was because the process of getting people engaged is, I feel, and was, again, somebody who's a professional at this had said was, you know what, there's a lot of disconnects, because here's the old viewpoint of network marketing is, you know, you sit down and you get somebody to write their list right away. And I want people, and I'll ask this, you know, on the call, is I want you to think about how many times you sat down with somebody and they actually wrote a list for you right off the bat. And I can guarantee you the odds are very limited. And so what you have to understand is we are building a relationship. So in our action plan, the first thing we do is we sit down and we talk about their why. We understand why they want to build this business. And I have people write it down. I have a little contract in there so that they have a contract with themselves that gives their commitment to the amount of time that they're going to spend with me and with building their Ambit business. And then we start setting some of kind of the check marks of where we want to go. And so we're saying, hey, listen, our first and foremost thing is we got to get our return on our investment. So we've got to set the path and get that growth going so that we can get you a return on your investment. And then immediately after we get that return on the investment, we are flipping 180 degrees and we are going after business partners. We are going after like-minded individuals who need an opportunity, who see an opportunity, and sharing with them exactly why you started this. And that's how I build my business. That's how I've built my business for years, is because I want people to understand, if you seriously think that sitting down with someone, getting them to write a list, they're going to come up with 50 million excuses as to why they don't have a list. With this AMBIT action plan, you know, one of the things that we do there, and it's been psychologically proven, people will not give you one of their most valued and treasured assets if they don't feel they have a relationship with you. And so, you know, what I use as an example of this is, if anybody has ever gone to a car dealership or gone to a furniture store where the first second you walk in, somebody comes in and bombards you, right? So here we have Rooms To Go. I don't know, it's not everywhere, but there's Bob's up in the Northeast and there's some other places. But, you know, as soon as you walk in the Rooms To Go, you look like the fresh bait. Somebody comes up and immediately just attacks you. And so what happens? Subconsciously, everybody says, oh, I'm not really sure what I want, I'm just checking, right? Have you ever been in that situation there, Bear, where you immediately go into defensive mode? Like, no, I'm not really sure what I want. It's the
and I've
same
actually had that
thing.
Experience at Rooms To Go.
Okay, so it's perfect. It hits home with you. But, I mean, that's the thing. It's the same thing with getting somebody to write a list. Why? Because you don't really have a relationship yet, right? But yet you feel like this person wants from me instead of me giving to them. And so I want to share this real quick. The reason why we do this and the reason why we sit down and we do the process that we do is because we want to do three things for them. A, I want to open up my sphere of influence to them so that they understand that they're in business with other people, not just me. And so that's why I sit down, do this introductory call, and then we talk about their why. I'm trying to find out about them. I'm trying to learn about their family. I'm trying to learn about what motivates them, so that this way I can always make sure that when we're working together, I'm geared towards that to help them succeed, because their why becomes my why. And then when I talk about my goals, it's those checkpoints of, hey, are we on the right path? Are we growing our business in the right way? And so the first field training is strictly about them. It's about helping them to see the value of this business. And then we're going to start making our phone calls to make sure that we get our return on our investment. And following that simple task can dramatically make a difference in how you build your business, you know, and how I get people started, just because we're starting to build that relationship and I'm helping them to become successful with an easy duplicatable process that they can then go continue on with.
That is absolutely awesome. That is awesome. We kind of have to, and guys, don't hang up yet. Don't hang up, but we kind of have to start to wind it up. And, let me say this, Frank, the enthusiasm in your voice, the energy that you bring just in answering the questions, it's a difference maker. And I know that there are people on the call that are going to want to get more from you. So how can those of us on the call connect to you, to your trainings, to continue to grow with you?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And as I said earlier, you know, executive consultant Tracy Tidwell and myself, we do teachings on the power of three. We do it every Monday night at 6:30 Central. And we do it through our Power of Three Facebook page. And then we live stream it through different Facebooks. People create those watch parties through our different organizations. So that's number one. So every Monday night at 6:30 Central, you'll see Tracy and myself coming through Facebook on the Power of Three group. It's open to everybody. I mean, you just register. We ask two simple questions just so that we make sure that it's not people that really have nothing to do with AMBIT, you know, because you know how that happens when you get into Facebook. So we ask, you know, two simple questions about when you started and who's your upline national, just so that we understand what organization that you're in and who you're coming in with, so that we know whether or not you're really an AMBIT consultant is number one. But then number two is we also do some different trainings. We're actually putting together another virtual training. We still got to work on it, but we're going to have in the coming, probably right before the holidays, we'll have a 5-day straight seminar on what we call the Power of Three Mentorship Group. And it's going to be 5 days of empowering of what we talk about within the Power of Three. And so that, again, we'll be talking about that on the Power of Three. And we're looking forward to that, because we usually limit the class to about 30 people just so that we can really get the interactivity with everybody and people get to know each other. And then now you got a group of folks that you can work with. So very excited about that right now. So again, Monday nights, Facebook, 6:30. I hope or join the Power of Three group on Facebook. And we'd love to help people and work with people as much as we can and spread the power of this incredible opportunity that we get to call Ambit Energy.
So is it, when you say Power of Three, is it the numerical three or the word three?
Nope, spread out. Yeah, it's spread out. It's Power of Three on the Facebook page. Or you
T-H-R-E-E.
Could always, I mean, you could also, T-H-R-E-E, yes.
Yeah, okay, got you. Versus the number three is
yes,
what I'm saying.
Yes, yes. Okay. Oh, my apologies. Yep, sorry for the clarification. So, yeah, Power of Three, and it's in a Facebook group page, and it's, you'll see we have a lot of folks that are in there and that jump on our calls on Monday nights. And again, it's a nice little banter, 30 minutes. We try and respect everybody's time. So 30 minutes, and we'll pick different topics of building your Ambit business. We pick personal development. Tracy sometimes has information that things that have occurred to her in her ministries, and she wants to share those. And so we go back and forth. We sometimes run a couple minutes late sometimes because we get so excited about what we're talking about, and we just have a great time sharing with folks and trying to empower them so that they can hopefully go out and build a strong business, but more importantly, become the best version of themselves.
Become the best version of yourself. I like that. That's what's sticking to me, most prominent of this call is to be the best version of yourself. That just speaks to me. Okay, we want to thank you, Frank, for being on the call. Thank you for giving us your time and being available. This information, I got to tell you guys, you got to hear this again. You absolutely have to hear this again, and let me tell you where you can find it. Norbert Hennessy is on the call. He does a recording. He's going to put the link on Facebook in different groups. If you are part of that group, then you'll get to see a link related to this. But if not, you can always go to topambitleaders.com. Topambitleaders.com. I say this every week. You know, you go on there and you go into the training tab, go into the business builder calls, give us a couple of days, and the top call, the call at the top of the list will be this one. And not only do I recommend that you listen to this again, but this is a great call for anybody on your team that still has a pulse. Maybe they're not on this call, and you want to get them plugged into some positive information. You want to get them plugged into some energy. You certainly want to get them plugged into personal development and help them become the best version of themselves. And that's where you can hear this call again and recommend it to others. Once again, Frank, thank you so much for being on the call. Really enjoyed it, and we need to talk more often.
Yeah, absolutely. I enjoy it. Appreciate the opportunity, and look forward to getting to talk with you. And as always, I appreciate your friendship, and thanks, everybody, for joining in tonight's call.
There you go, and back at you, and hopefully we'll get you back on this call very soon, too. Okay, folks, I'm going to open up the lines. Frank, we'll hold on a second, and I'm going to open up the lines so that you guys will say, you can say thank you to Frank yourself. Here we go.